KUTX 98.9. That was Blondie with Accidents Never Happen. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are currently live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. We'd like to welcome back a couple of old friends and a new friend. Brian Beattie is here.
Hi.
With his longtime musical compadre, Kathy McCarty.
Hello, everybody.
And you may, if you've been around the Austin scene for a while, you probably know that they were in a band called Glass Eye, which was a much beloved band. And they've been doing separate and interfacing projects down through the years. And also here today is Grace, is it Loudon?
London.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, hi, welcome. And we're here because Brian has put together a project called Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase. And Brian was in, I guess it was real early in the new year, right, when this initially came out.
That's right, the record came out right at the very beginning of the year. And since then, the record came out and I was real busy finishing a bunch of other records I was recording. One of them was Grace's new record, which will be out pretty soon. But then I went on tour in the summer, and now I'm kind of like back to promoting, doing the real version at the theater.
Right. The first one, I think, was at Book People. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
This week, it'll be Saturday night, stateside at the Paramount. So that's a...
It's a huge, real production with lots of people. All the people in the recorded version are going to be reprising their role live on stage.
All right. And I'm told that some of the people will be Bill Callahan, Will Sheff, and members of Glass Eye and others.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Well, Brian, let's have you do a song or a medley of short song, and then we can talk a little bit about it as well. Brian Beattie and Kathy McCarty and Grace Lennon live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
I think my guitar might have just gotten a little bit louder. Is that all right still? Okay, I'll give you a teensy bit of setup. This is what's happened is Ivy Wire is talking to her mama, and her mama is telling her a few things, and her mama's Kathy plays Celia Wire, Ivy's mama. Grace plays Ivy Wire. And this is a little discussion about her father, who is a...
The name of the song is That No Account Cosmo Wire.
Yeah, That No Account Cosmo Wire.
Your grandpa built this house with his own hands, straight out of his head, without a plan. He finished to perfection everything that he begun. He never swore, he never drank, and he never had much fun. Your father was a different kind of bird, a sparkle in his eyes and in his words. And when he came a-courtin', well, he set my heart on fire. I never met a man quite like your daddy, Cosmo Wire. He told me that his friends all called him Slim. And as soon as we were married, I learned a few more things about him. He was a cad.
You're talking about Matt Daddy.
A no account and a no show.
He wasn't all that bad.
Our wedding night, the first time he disappeared, he said he had to go talk to some friends. And then 2 days later, in a field of potatoes, I found him again. He was a cad.
You're talking about Matt Daddy.
A no account and a no show.
Well, he wasn't all that bad.
He liked his cards.
He taught me Texas Hold'em.
His women and his wine.
He once threw a corn cob at
my
head.
And when he stole.
And now he's gone.
The deed right off of the shelf.
And I miss him.
If I'd only known he put a lien on our home, I'd have killed him myself.
Mama!
But when he sang, a hush came over the birds. He could draw a song out of the air, and he could weave
disappeared, and then he was dead. He was a liar, and he set me afire. That no account Cosmo wire.
That's Celia describing Cosmo to Ivy. Now, a little while later, Ivy goes out down to a creek and she is escaping a flash flood. She goes into a cave and she crawls into a hole and she starts falling straight down. Ivy fell and she 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 fell. And she fell until she fell asleep. She nodded off while falling down mile after mile with a peculiar smile. She fell down and further down. Subterranean, the underworld. From the ceiling falls a girl. There's a demon on a ledge. He sees her fall, he's jumping off the edge. It looks dire, falling towards the lake of fire. Is a sleeping Ivy wire. Pretty dreams, pretty dreams.
That was Brian Beattie live in Studio 1A with one called Ivy Fell. And before that, we had Kathy McCarty along with Grace London on vocals and Brian on guitar and talking about that No Account Cosmo wire. So real briefly, how did this whole project come into being?
Well, I a really long time, I've always wanted to write a musical and I never knew why. And because I always kind of thought I hated them. And then when the big last depression started in 2008, I thought, I'm going to write a depression era musical. And I started thinking of what the story would be. And then I met Grace. I saw Grace at elementary school talent show. And my jaw dropped to the ground. And then luckily my daughter Ramona was going to Zilker. And so I over the period of the next few weeks, I introduced myself to Grace, and then I kind of started rewriting the story because I'd begun the story with a boy as the main character, but when I saw Grace, I realized she's the one. So I wrote it and gave it to her, and fortunately for me, she said she would do it. So that was kind of like, a story about Texas, a story about musicians, and I don't know, that's what it is. It's a musical. It's not a rock opera. I just want to make that clear right now. Okay. It's a musical.
So you've got people like Kathy and also Will Sheff and Bill Callen. Were you thinking of specific musicians as you were writing it?
I'm the luckiest boy in Austin. Every single person I conceived of for the role, I got to play in it. So Bill said he'd do it. Will said he'd do it. Daniel Johnston, they all agreed to do it. And James Hand was the only person I didn't personally know. And so I spent a long time going to see him play, and I'd bring him discs, and I'd describe it to him. And it's a kind of a bizarre idea. It took a little while to, you know, tell him what it was about, and he finally understood that I was serious. And he's a wonderful guy, and just makes everything changes in the room when he starts singing. It's great. I love the way he sings.
Well, Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase will be on stage stateside at the Paramount on Saturday night, at 8 o'clock, I
That's
assume?
That's right.
All right. Well, can we get you to do one more?
Sure.
This is a song that Ivy sings to try and resolve a situation with the power of the universe.
That's right.
It's nowhere at all. Across the blue and through the gray, so far away. I close my eyes and I can see some.
Grace Linden on vocals, Brian Beattie on guitar and whistle, and that's a tune called So Far Away. It's part of Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase. Grace will be performing as Ivy.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, yep. On Saturday night. I must say I was at a good number of Zilker talent shows, and sometimes there's really some surprising talent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I saw a drumming thing the year before, Grace, with a bunch of kids drumming on plastic buckets, and it was just so elaborate and so much fun. It was great. Yeah. That's an amazing school. We love Zilker.
Yes, we do. Well, Brian, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Grace,
for having us, Jay.
Yeah, Kathy McCarty,
thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. And once again, Ivy and the Wicker Suitcase on stage, stateside at the Paramount, 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Thanks, Cliff, for having us.
Sure. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.